COVID has killed more people in Brazil than in any other country except the United States. NPR's Philip Reeves says Brazil's Senate is now pointing fingers.
There is a day Brazilians now can't easily forget. It's a Tuesday 3 weeks ago. That Tuesday, April the 6th, was the deadliest day in the deadliest month of Brazil's pandemic, says Renan Calheiros, a Brazilian senator.
Possível apagar abril.
It's impossible to erase April the 6th, he says.
Com uma morte a cada 20 segundos.
On that day, there was one COVID death in Brazil every 20 seconds.
Merecem uma reflexão.
Calheiros is addressing a small group of other senators.
Presidente, eu queria pedir a Vossa Excelência.
He asked them for 20 seconds of silence to mark April the 6th. And to honour the 395,000 Brazilians who've lost their lives. These senators are members of a parliamentary commission that's about to begin investigating Brazil's pandemic response.
O país tem o direito de saber quem contribuiu.
Brazil has the right to know who contributed to the many thousands of deaths, says Renan. The inquiry members were sworn in yesterday. The conduct of Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, is part of their investigation. They'll want to know why he promoted anti-malarial drugs as a cure in defiance of medical advice. Why does he subvert social distancing? Why did Bolsonaro block the purchase of some vaccines last year? Even now, less than 7% of Brazilians are fully vaccinated. Some can't get their crucial second dose because of supply shortages.
CPI tem a obrigação de investigar por que ainda não temos as vacinas.
We have a duty to find out why Brazil still doesn't have enough vaccines, says Brazilian Senator Randolfe Rodrigues, who's one of the inquiry's 11 members.
Tenho certeza aí. O povo que tava falando,
Bolsonaro seems unrepentant.
Alguns pseudo-governadores.
On Monday, he again attacked COVID restrictions. He accused governors of using these to subjugate Brazilians and threatened to use the army to protect the public's right to free movement. Political analyst Márcio Coimbra says that's how Bolsonaro talks when he's in trouble.
I think he's deeply worried because when he feels pressured, he shows that he's feeling pressured.
Não foi o governo federal que obrigou você.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.